This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I want to bring on James Wickham. Has been on our program before. He is a deacon at Our Lady of Canaan, a Catholic church in Malibu. And you wrote an interesting article in at least two or three of the local, actually it appeared in one of the local papers, and I think I saw it last week, about basically you're saying with this child abuse thing, these accusations of molestation that have been leveled at the Catholic Church, the Protestants are getting away with murder.
Well, Phil, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on your program. While the Catholics are being excoriated for this sexual abuse controversy, nobody's saying anything about the Protestants, and the assumption always is, I think, that Catholics are perverts, that Catholics are the pedophiles, Catholics are the abusers, and you know that the Protestants are overdue. They're absolutely getting away with this. I think their hand is in the till on this.
What do you think the Protestants are doing? Who? Be specific.
I don't think the specifics are important. I think we need to keep our eye on the ball because the Catholics take the fall, and I'm almost certain there are Protestant ministers with their hands on a congregation member. We don't hear about it.
All right, you say that it's happening. You say that Protestant ministers are molesting congregation members, whatever you call them.
Well, I think that...
Give me specifics, that I've not heard of it. Why isn't there anything in the news?
With regard to the Protestant ministers you're talking about?
Yes.
Because most of the media outlets, Phil, both in Los Angeles and around the country, are managed and funded by Protestants. Most advertisers are Protestant. Protestants make up the majority of Christians in this country. And naturally, if you were to do the math, one could say they will control a significant amount of the media. So the fondling of women by Protestant, you understand what I'm saying? The fondling of women by Protestant ministers goes unreported.
Now, how is it then that the Catholics got singled out? Why not the Jewish clergy? Why not any other clergy?
Because I think that there is a jealousy factor. I think that Protestants, and this has been not spoken of, Protestants are jealous of Catholics. I think Protestants see the fun that we have in our faith. I think they see the joy that permeates, for instance, our church festivals, something as simple and as routine as a church festival. The Catholic Church is known for its festivals. Protestant churches are known for church picnics. You see, there is an ability by Catholics to have...
All right, so Catholics have festivals, Protestants have picnics, Protestants are jealous of Catholics.
I think they are. I think there is more joy. The Protestants don't seem to have the stomach for a crucifix. Catholics do. We show Jesus hanging from the cross. Protestants don't. As a result, we attract a lot more young people.
The Catholic faith attracts more young people because let's let people know what a crucifix is, okay? A crucifix is...
Yes.
A crucifix is a cross that shows Jesus hanging from it.
That is correct.
And the Protestants don't have that.
They just have a cross, Phil.
Why does the Catholic crucifix attract young people?
Well, because of the graphic nature. Role-playing games, Dungeons and Dragons... the video games.
You're telling me that young kids are attracted to the Catholic faith because seeing Jesus hanging from a cross looks cool?
I'm not saying that there is not an element of disrespect. I'm saying that it begins to get the interest of young people. And I have a lot of kids say that it's terrible what happened to Jesus, but it does look cool, him hanging up there. And whether it's Grand Theft Auto or Halo or Dungeons and Dragons.
All right, well, we're talking about what attracts young kids to the Catholic faith, and you're saying that we're dealing with two different things, aren't we?
We are, but I'm pointing up, and I think it needs to be pointed up, the Protestant ministers, why isn't the media focusing on them molesting people in their congregation?
Well, I would say it's because it isn't happening. You would say it's because Protestants control the media and don't report it.
Yes.
What about the Jewish-controlled media that we hear about?
There are nowhere near the number of Jews in this country than there are Protestants. So the Protestants are jealous of Catholics. That's why they blame us for child abuse while covering up their own. And proof is difficult because of their control of the media.
But you know what's happening.
It's got to be happening. why would a Catholic priest be the only ones fondling some woman when Protestants are need to get their rocks off, too?
All right, 1-800-FOOT need to get their rocks off, huh?
I'm putting it in colloquial terms because of the importance. I think people understand this issue.
1-800-449, we hold on, Mr. Wickham?
Yes.
1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. James Wickham, a lay deacon at Our Lady of Canaan Catholic Church. You have said that Protestant ministers have got to be molesting, but nobody says anything about it because they control the media?
And the Protestants are very slippery, Phil.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're not faithful to one religion. A Lutheran one day is a Baptist the next. A Mormon one day is a Christian Scientist the next, and so on. They have got to be doing something, because if you look at the statistics, most child molesters are Protestants. Most auto theft is perpetrated by Protestants. Most money laundering...
Now, wait a minute. I have never seen criminal statistics broken down by way of religion.
Well, if you look at the percentage of people in America that are Protestant, and you look at the percentage of crimes that are committed, most of them have got to be committed by Protestants. Most of your money laundering, most domestic violence, most of the failed.com businesses were owned by Protestants. It's driving me nuts that we can't pin them down to this child abuse thing. When you look at a good man like Father Craig...
Now, who is he?
He has been reassigned because of certain allegations of sexual abuse.
Is he he's a priest in your church?
Yes.
What did he do?
He has been reassigned. He didn't do anything, as far as I know, but he's been reassigned. Because of that, we've had money withheld from the production of a church hymn album that we're going to be doing. And that has hurt our ability to raise money for our church. I have no doubt that the Protestants introduced child abuse about a century ago. This was introduced by them. But the Catholics take the fall, you see.
And I'm a little confused. You have a priest in your parish who's been accused of sexual abuse.
Well, there's been no proof.
And because of that, people that were going to give you money for an album of church hymns...
have held back their funding. And it's a wonderful record that we were going to produce featuring some of the beautiful hymns that we sing on Sunday in our Mass. But the Protestant cover-up of their own sexual abuse.
Well, I think that there have been... I got to tell you something. You've said Protestant ministers, why aren't we talking about their sexual abuse? There is no evidence of it that I know of. If there is, it isn't as near widespread as the Catholic faith. You're saying it's covered up because the Protestants control the media. You're going to have to come up with some better ideas than that. There just isn't...
Look, they have got to be doing it. You know the Protestants are jealous of Catholics because of the fact...
Yeah, because we got better church festivals.
They have church picnics, and the festivals are a lot more fun. We have fiestas because of the high Latin population, and we have a crucifix.
And that's cool, looking at Jesus hanging from the cross.
I'm not saying it was a good thing. I'm saying our young people respond to it. The Protestants are jealous of that.
Oh, boy. 1-800-449-8686. This is one of the reasons why Maria's got to drag me kicking and screaming to go to... Mass on Sunday. 1-800-449-8686. Why haven't we heard about sexual abuse on the part of Protestant ministers? Because it's being covered up by a Protestant-controlled media. The Catholics are taking the fall. The Protestants are doing plenty. 1-800-449-8686. That is James Wickham. He is a lay deacon at the Our Lady of Canaan Church in Malibu. We'll be right back with more on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're back. So, James Wickham, James, thank you very much for that. Because I do want to hear your playing.
All right. Are we back on the air?
Yes. You made some statements. James Wickham is a deacon with Our Lady of Canaan Church. You said that Protestant ministers have got to be fondling people, too, and yet you don't have any proof.
Well, Phil, there's an old saying about the law of averages. And it has to be happening. It has to be happening. How can it be that only Catholic priests are fondling women or kids? I think it must be happening. And again, the reason why we're not hearing about it is because of this Protestant-controlled media. And something else to think about. Protestants have always been jealous of Catholics. They have...
You know, you're saying a lot of stuff here about Protestants, almost like you got a problem with them, and so you're willing to say anything about them. You know what I'm saying?
You mean I have personal motives?
Yes, it sounds like you got some kind of a personal motive.
I am motivated by defense of the Mother Church in Rome. I can tell you about things that I suffered as a child. I had a Protestant mother. I am a convert to the Catholic faith. My mother, who was a Protestant, if you want me to say it, I'll say it.
Your mother, who was a Protestant, what?
Brought men home, men who were members of the United States military, but that's all I can recommend. They were members of the Navy.
Your mother came home with a lot of guys who were in the Navy, is what you're saying.
Unfortunately, yes. And I knew that in my adult life, I would want to have a faith that I could enjoy. Catholics play better football. They can hold their liquor. They have better universities.
All of these things that you're saying about Catholics may or may not be true, especially the part about they can hold their liquor.
Well, I'll give you an example. We have a church festival every year, Phil, where kids are invited, the adults are invited. We serve beer and wine. We serve mixed drinks. Everyone has a great time. Everyone enjoys donating money to the church.
All right, so you're selling booze at your church carnival. Again, all you're saying to me adds up to one thing. You got a problem with Protestants. And I'm beginning to get the message now that the problem you got with Protestants is because your mother was a... What was your mother?
My mother was a good woman.
No, but what religion was she?
My mother was a Lutheran.
She was a Lutheran and she'd come home with sailors.
Yes.
It sounds to me like you're saying this stuff about your mother because you didn't like her and maybe she wasn't coming home with sailors.
My mother was no example to me. She was a Lutheran and she slept with members of the United States Navy. I don't need for you to tell me my life, all right?
All right, so I don't want to tell you your life. Now we move on to Catholics. Protestants are jealous of Catholics because they have better football teams, they can hold their liquor, they have better universities, they have great parochial schools.
Yes, all around, Catholics tend to better educate their young people, have more fun, play sports better, and Protestants are upset with that. If you look at the number of national championships Notre Dame has won, as opposed to Brigham Young...
All right, well, it's getting us way off the point that Protestant ministers fondle people. 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686 with James Wickham, who is a lay deacon. I think you got a personal problem here.
Well, Mr. Henry, if you've got a degree in psychology, I'd love to see it. Protestants go to church on Sunday, and then they go out and steal televisions on Sunday night. You don't see Catholics doing something like that. And you certainly don't see...
Well, I don't even know that your statistics about Protestants being the number one criminals in America, the fact that they're the number one wire fraud perpetrators, the fact that they're the number one money launderers, the fact that they're number one at... You have Protestants being number one at just about every major crime. And yet there is no statistic that I know of.
So I think the time is for the FBI to get those DNA samples.
And that's another thing. This concept that every Protestant minister should report to a police station or an FBI field office to donate DNA samples in the event of any unsolved sex crimes presupposes that they had something to do with those sex crimes.
Do you know a better way to keep Protestant ministers from molesting kids? Do you know a...
I would say the Catholic priests ought to report to the FBI field offices for DNA samples, not Protestant ministers.
I think that the Catholic priests and the Catholic clergy has been indicted enough. I think the time has come for Protestant ministers to immediately go to their nearest local FBI field office and give DNA sampling. We know what the priests are doing. We don't know what the ministers are doing. I wanted to give you an example, Phil, of what we were going to put on our album had we gotten that donation.
And well, you don't have donations to your church because one of your priests has been accused...
And wrongfully so.
...of sexual misconduct.
Let me... Here I go. Is that lovely?
Is that you playing?
Yes. Is that lovely?
What's this called?
This is called Catholicism. I wrote this, and it's about the Catholic faith. This is called Catholicism. Listen to it. And then the chicks are here. See, I added a little melody there.
What's with the
That's it's a musician's prerogative to sort of feel the music, Phil. That's a taste, and we have been denied the ability to put this album out. Listen, I want to do lyrics.
Yeah, it's real good, man. I don't know if I'd buy it or anybody else. Okay.
I want to do lyrics, but I can't think of.
The name of the song is Catholicism, and you can't think of any lyrics, huh?
No, Catholic Church. Something about the superiority of the Catholic faith. The Catholic faith being the only one true faith.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Pretty outrageous accusations.
Huh?
I said some pretty outrageous... Will you stop playing the organ for just a second, sir?
Yeah, would you say something?
Yeah, I said pretty outrageous accusations to be making about people who nothing has been proved. Nothing has been proved.
Another thing, Catholics kneel down when they pray, and Protestants, well, they kneel for other reasons. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a lady I know.
Will you come on for a minute?
Hey, this is something that I'm... Hold on for a minute. I want to show you this. Watch this. 1, 2, 3. Catholics are so damn cool. They make Protestants look like fools.
Is that a joke song?
No, but it's something that we... Hold on. It's something that I think the kids relate to as well. They love seeing Jesus hang from the cross, and they love to hear just a little...
Yeah, okay, man. Jesus hanging from the cross. Good idea. Really bad execution. There's no way that you're ever going to sell this, man.
I'll tell you, somewhere out there, my wife's with a Protestant minister. I can tell you that much, and that's the president.
Well, maybe you want to have her followed, but that doesn't mean all of them are doing it.
My wife had sex with a Protestant minister.
Great. Good for you. 1-800-449-868. Yeah. 1-800-449-8686.
Yo, 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 yo.
Get out of here, yo, yo, yo. Guys talking about Protestants, man. They got to be molesting somebody, too. How come the Catholics get dumped on? Catholics have good football. They can hold their, I like that one. They can hold their liquor. Okay. They build better universities, they have cool parochial schools, they have church fiestas while the Protestants have church picnics, they dance, they sing, they roll around in the mud. Everybody's jealous of that, that's why they're dumping on the Catholic priests. We're all those molesting Protestant ministers. All right, our number 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Get the 30-day archive, the Listen Live, audio archives, webcast archive, our special feature, Guess the Celebrity Ass, all of that with a backstage pass of only $6.95 a month. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This is Joey. Hi, Joey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hi.
Phil, I think you were really unfair with that last man who was talking about the Catholics.
Yeah?
Because I was raised Baptist, and two of my friends were fondled by the Baptist preacher that we had in our town. And I think you were wrong in saying that there's no proof. I think a lot of people don't know about the Baptists.
Well, I mean, the guy said that there's all kinds of molestation going on among Protestants, and he didn't have any proof.
Well, I'm telling you that there was a Baptist minister that I knew who touched me and touched two of my friends.
Well, I mean, did you talk about this? Do you know where this guy is?
No, I don't. But if you look into the Baptist religion, they do a lot of it. And nobody says nothing about it because everybody's afraid. There's a tradition in the Baptist religion about going to hell and burning and everything. And
where are you from?
I'm from Georgia, originally. I'm from Conyers, Georgia. And there's a tradition in the Baptist religion about burning in hell and just burning all up and everything. And if you say anything about what the preacher done...
So your preacher touched you?
Yes, sir.
What was his name?
Well,
all right, you know, don't say that. I hope you dumped that, Craig. I don't want to have any... I don't want to get sued, all right? But this preacher touched you.
Yes, sir, he did. And I just tell you, it was bad. It was really bad.
How old were you at the time, son?
When the preacher touched me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was 32. And I had to break off the relationship.
Oh, get out of here. How old were you when the preacher touched you? I was 32 and I had to break off the relationship. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
You know, this guy's incredible. He's in the front lines. You know, if he was in the front lines defending our country, I would just myself because he could never...
Watch your language,
anybody.
Please. Watch your language.
I beg your pardon, but as a matter of fact, Tiger...
I'm going to be
Tiger,
in Afghanistan
Tiger
fighting
mother
for the country.
Is Thai, not Chinese.
That's what the last guy said. Tiger Woods' mother is from Thailand.
Apparently,
Thailand.
Yeah. What's the difference between that and China?
Well, there's a great deal of difference between that and China.
Like what?
You know, politically, every other way that I can't even explain to you at this given time.
The Thai people and the China people look the same in everything.
How old are you and you're in the front line?
I'm 16. I'm going to be in the Marines in 2 years.
I don't think they're going to take you. They're a little pickier than that.
Look at Tiger Woods' mother is from Thailand.
Which is a part of China.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, it isn't.
You have geography in your military school.
Okay.
They teach you geography.
If you get a China man and you get a Thailand person, what's the difference?
A China man? This is amazing.
What?
Chinese man, not a China man.
You two guys can do a little dance together if you want to.
This has been most amusing.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I weep for the future if this is our
future. When I'm out there...
I don't think it is, though.
When I'm out there...
The breadth of America is repudiating you and your ignorance. And I give you a chance to take up a couple
wrong?
Of years and learn
what
something.
What have I said that's wrong?
That his mother comes from China. She's Thai.
Whatever.
Well, everything you've said is wrong. First of all, is that you're in the first... line of defense of our country. I'm sorry, you are not. You're far behind that. Thank goodness.
Is you in the military?
And Thailand and Chinese. You don't even know who you're defending us from or what you're defending us from.
Yeah,
I do. Who are allies?
Yeah, I do.
You are a dangerous person, and you're
just
amusing. Just
because you helped build the Great Wall of China doesn't mean you got to put me down.
Yeah, ha ha. That's funny, man.
You guys built the Great Wall of China, so you're putting me down because I don't call it
China. No, the Han Dynasty, about 1,600 years ago, built the Great Wall of China. I don't expect you to know that.
That would be when you was born.
That would be when you was born.
Well, I was...
Okay.
And your grammar's wonderful, too, sir. That's another thing. Are you, like, 101 to get a PhD in Ebonics or what?
What? What are you
That's
talking
amazing.
About? Ebonics is what colored people talk. I'm white.
I'm just trying to... What do you talk? You don't speak the English grammar.
First of all, Tiger Woods is part black. See, you guys didn't know that.
Do you have any? Do you have
yes,
any
we
draft?
Knew that.
Do you have
we
any
don't.
From the military. Who
I'm
going to
be right now? I'm a junior
chief?
Cadet at Bradley Military Academy, and then I'll go to be
Bradley and Military Academy. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Ask
okay.
Him who your commander in chief is.
What military
it's
do you
belong to? The President
to?
Of the United States. It's not Jack Nicklaus. It's not Tiger Woods. It's not a volleyball champion. It's the President of the United States.
Right, but
you're,
I think
you're
any
wealthy,
military man would say that he doesn't want to fight for Jack Nicholson.
And if it does not transcend that, then this country is in deep, miserable.
Well, all you're saying here, RC, is that you like Tiger Woods. You don't like Jack Nicklaus.
I think Jack Nicklaus was a great champion, but it's time for him to get go get a pack of cigarettes for Tiger.
All right, 1-800.
What does that have to do with national security?
It has this much to do, sir. If I'm out there bringing Bin Laden's head out of a cave on your behalf,
well, that'll never happen.
Know,
if you, it's up to you.
I want to know that our Masters champion is representative of the people of the America, of the United States of America.
I tell you what, represent the people of the United States of America. Thank goodness, you will never represent us. We are not racist.
I'm a cadet from the Bradley Military Academy, and you're starting to make me angry.
Well,
I don't think you'd appreciate me getting angry, because I could eat the ass out of a dead rhinoceros.
I don't appreciate you in any way, shape, or form. You're a racist?
I'm a racist? I said that I like Tiger Wood. See? You don't have nothing to say to that.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
Show.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I had an idea for the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, by the way. I don't know whether any of you are in bowling leagues, but why not start your own Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling team? Can you imagine? I don't know. How many people are on a bowling league team? Who would be on my staff most likely to be on a bowling team? Janice, I was wondering. I'm kidding. How many would you get, like five people on a bowling team? Can you imagine people all with Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts? It would be very sweet. It would be a wonderful promotion for our show, and it will be an exciting bonding thing for you guys. Those Ted's of Beverly Hills shirts available, of course, on our website. Pick one up today. People ask me, you know, and of course the funny question that I get, well, where's the money going? What do you mean, where's the money going? Where's the money go, man, when you sell something, okay? It's going to our show. Doesn't matter where it's going. We'll earmark some for charity. Fact is, you got yourself a dynamite looking shirt for the summer months. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, a second videotape that appears to be a message from Osama bin Laden, this one showing images of Al-Qaeda commanders killed by American bombs, has been delivered to an Arabic satellite station. Like the images the Qatar-based station Al Jazeera showed a day earlier, the tape aired by the Saudi-owned London-based Middle East Broadcasting Corporation was described as a professional packaging of various material, including old statements from bin Laden and his aides. The tapes appear to be different. Bin Laden, whose whereabouts are unknown, maybe appeared to be trying to tell the world he was still active despite the U.S. bombing campaign that toppled his host, the Taliban militia. The tapes appeared at a time of heightened tension in the Middle East, with Arab protesters, some invoking bin Laden's name, demanding their leaders take firm action against Israel. You guys may not remember this. This is beginning to smack of something that happened back in the 60s with a South American revolutionary leader named Che Guevara. And I don't know if anybody recognizes the name, but Che Guevara was killed by counter-revolutionary government forces in South America. Now, do you know what his supporters did? They took his body, they propped it up in front of a camera, and I think they broadcast some message in the name of Che Guevara with the eyes open. In other words, they had his eyes open, And they had two of his lieutenants, I think, on either side. And they even, might even have had a newspaper that showed the date. And the reason for that was to convince the supporters of Che Guevara that he was still alive and he was still active and he was still operating in the jungles somewhere there in South America. And they did this to bolster the morale of the troops. So this is not an unknown phenomenon. So these Bin Laden tapes, only this bit of propaganda that's flying out of Bin Laden's camp is not as, it's not as ingenious. They got old videotape of the guy, and they have relatively new shots of Al-Qaeda guys that are dead, but put it all together and doesn't prove anything. Now, if they were smart, here's what they'd do. Blow Bin Laden's brains out, then prop him up in front of a camera and say, see, he's still alive. Wait a minute, I got that wrong. How about if they prop him up in front of a camera while he's still alive and then kill him? No, wait a minute. How about if they, I don't even know what they should do. Whatever they're doing, they ain't doing it right. They're, and by the way, you guys are sending it out of context and out of chronological order. One of the tapes showed the guy with, like, the most recent one showed him with no gray in his beard, and the one before showed him he looked like Santa Claus. And like the guy said on TV the other day, either he got himself a huge tub of Grecian formula, or something ain't right about the timing of these things. And they're real chilled in this tape. It shows him and that other fruitcake with the beard. I don't know what his name is. And they look like they've just had themselves a cup of kava, and they're going to kick back maybe and watch a little Mary, a little Nick at Night or something. And they're very relaxed. They just don't look like guys that have had their asses kicked in Tora Bora or anywhere else. And they're out in the middle of a field. So it was all wrong. Nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it. You guys blew it. Hey, Al-Qaeda, what else you got? Hey, man, the stock market was up 200 points yesterday. Went down 90 today, but, you know, who's counting? And I had myself red beans and rice for dinner last night, baby. What are you eating? All right. Clearly, this is the tape that best shows Al-Qaeda's involvement in masterminding the September 11th attacks, according to a Middle East broadcasting chief editor named Nakhle Al-Haj. He said the tape shows, I think, one of the Al-Qaeda guys given some pitch on behalf of how he's going to kick some American ass. But I told you, that was the guy that, it was one of the guys that went down on Flight 93. This is some big, bad Al-Qaeda fighter, right? Some guy that is ready to spill his blood. Some guy that's ready to eat his own guts. Some guy that is ready to go into war, go into the gates of hell and back, just to fight an American. And they took him out with a tray full of plates. How do you feel, man, when you got that bandana wrapped around your head and you're wagging that finger into the camera and you're talking about all the American blood you're going to spill and you're talking about what a badass you are, what a martyr you are, how you are one of God's warriors, how you're going to drive the infidel from the Holy Lands, and what happens? Somebody knocks you out with a bathroom door in an airplane. It's about what happened to these guys. They got up there. Somebody walked up with a coffee pot, knocked him out with it. You must feel like a real schmuck when you wake up and realize the plane ain't going down where you thought it was. It ain't going down anywhere near the White House or the Capitol building. It's going down in a nice, peaceful corn grove someplace. Pretty weird. NBC, that's Middle East Broadcasting Corporation, has acquired a special film in which Osama bin Laden expressed happiness for the past September 11th incidents. That ain't nothing new. Referring to the grave losses that were caused by it, the station said it would air longer segments later. Station said it would air longer segments later Wednesday. In clips, the network said were taken in December, bin Laden appeared in good health wearing a brown gown and a white headscarf. He's heard saying the September 11th attacks cost the United States $1 trillion, describing the 19 hijackers as our brothers, the martyrs, and calling the attacks the blessed operations. Bin Laden made similar remarks in a videotape aired by Al Jazeera in December. Al Jazeera said at the time that the tape was made in December, sent anonymously by air courier from Pakistan to Qatar. NBC also showed a man carrying a rocket-propelled grenade while riding a brown horse, said the video included images of the bodies of Al-Qaeda commanders killed by the late American strikes. It said since Monday, it has since Monday been previewing excerpts of its tape, which includes threats violence against the United States from a man identified as one of the September 11th hijackers. The station planned to broadcast more of the hour-long tape on Thursday. Boy, they really got some great programming on that Al Jazeera Middle East Broadcasting Corporation. How about a little I Dream of a Genie interspiced with these guys yapping about how they're going to take us all out, and then somebody, you know, brains them with a coffee pot, man. So the propaganda that these guys are sending from wherever it is that they're sending it is designed to try to convince somebody that this guy's alive. More and more, I think the guy is gone. I think he's dirt napping. I don't know why. I got to say, don't you think if the cat was alive? Now, let me just, seriously. If this guy Bin Laden was alive, doesn't it stand to reason with the way they got their asses kicked? And with the stuff that's going on now in the Middle East, with Israel kind of teetering on the brink, don't you think it'd be a perfect time for this guy to release a current statement? Now, you could do it by way of audio tape. It doesn't take, wherever this guy is hiding, man, it's not going to blow his cover taking a small Hi-8 video camera in there and filming a couple of words and then bugging it out of there. Or does he want us to think he's dead so that he's releasing tape that is old so that we think he's dead when in fact he's alive? And boy, do I need to get a life thinking about it this way. What are you talking about? I think the guy is dirt napping. Somebody said that he was alive in Tora Bora. Maybe one of them bunker busters got the guy. When did we go into Tora Bora? December. He ain't been heard from since December. What did we drop on Tora Bora? Those bunker busters. Where do you think Bin Laden would be holed up in Tora Bora? In a bunker. Probably in a complex big enough to hold, what has he got, like 300 wives and 600 kids and whatever he's got? Or maybe he separated himself from the 300 wives and went into a smaller bunker. Whatever, doesn't matter. It's possible that one of our big bombs got him. Or maybe he likes the mystery and knows that America will slowly but surely lower our guard, and then he'll come out, and then he'll wipe us out. Or maybe he'll be appearing in Rosie's new movie. Or, what are you guys, get out of here with these theories. I think the guy's gone. I think he's a grease spot. I now officially believe he's dead. Thank you. Too many things are adding up to say Bin Laden is history. Okay, spread the word. He's gone, man. If you're sending a message, what's the number one thing you got to do? Don't you got to keep the morale of your guys going? Seriously, don't you have to keep the morale of your Al-Qaeda guys going? Wouldn't you want to do that? Then you got to give them a message that is current and contemporary and lets them know that you're still alive. You have to. And he ain't even doing it for them. He may be sending us all kinds of old tape. Maybe he thinks we like reruns. Just because I mentioned Nick at Night don't mean I want to see a videotape of him when he was 10. Here's a videotape of Bin Laden when he was 14 traveling Sweden. It proves he's alive. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Or, you know, Pelton, I want some DNA, man. I think you're Bin Laden. It's Phil Hendry Show.